The following is the audio recording of Judge Derek Vaughn's robing ceremony on Friday, February 23rd, 2024, at the Legislative Chambers. Master of Ceremonies was Don Klein.
We have judges here. We have the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Mike Hevigan's here. We have judges from the Court of Appeals, the District Court of Douglas County, the County Court of Douglas County, the Juvenile Court of Douglas County, and the federal bench here today. So thank you for that attendance. But I think that the first thing that we should do today is I would introduce to you the Reverend Dr. Sullivan Bacchus of Salem Baptist Church to do an invocation for you to start. Thank you.
Let us vow in prayer. Dear Lord, we ask your blessings this day on all who have gathered and Judge Derek Vaughn. We ask that you would give him the wisdom, patience, and understanding necessary as he interacts with all people who are the product of your divine creation. Grant him the intellect, insight, and temperament to rule well, all the while valuing all people from all walks of life in all the various trying circumstances in which they may find themselves as they stand before you and him. Please allow the words of the prophet Amos to ring true in the courtrooms over which he presides, that justice would roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. As well, we pray that the words of President Abraham Lincoln would saturate the thoughts of Judge Vaughn as he considers both the cases and the persons before him. May the Almighty grant that the cause of truth, justice, and humanity shall in no wise suffer at my hands. Bless him, bless his family, all who work with him to serve the cause of justice and peace. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Again, good afternoon. Thank you for being here. My name is Don Klein, the Douglas County Attorney. We have some dignitaries that I'll introduce to you that are here at this time. Tom Riley, the Douglas County Public Defender, the elected public defender, is here somewhere. There he is, back there in the back, waving. Chris Rogers, County Commissioner here. Kevin Slim, City Prosecutor, somewhere here. And Sheriff Aaron Hansen, our elected sheriff, is here today. So thank you all for being here. So it's great to have the crowd that we have here. And there's other dignitaries that I'd like to introduce to you too. You've already heard from Pastor Bacchus from Salem Baptist Church. We have other members of the clergy here. We have Pastor Kenneth Allen from Zion Baptist Church. Pastor Lassiter is here, retired. Pastor, good to see you. Pastor Burt from Tabernacle is here. Pastor Combs from Mount Zion Lincoln, I think, might be here. I'm not sure if they made it. Pastor Perkins from Pilgrim, I haven't seen him, but I know he was planning on being here. Reverend Norvell is here somewhere. Okay. And Reverend Gold from Zion is here. Okay, great. And Derek, I think that the Pope is on his way, but this claim was going along with the Archbishop. So I've never seen more clergy at any one of these events, but. So we're going to go ahead and start without the Pope today. That's okay with you. All right. So I think we should introduce the people that are the most important people in Judge Vaughn's life, and that's his family. With him today is his mother, Shirley. Shirley, good to see you. His sisters, Janae and Monica. Okay. His wife, Jacqueline, right here. Who said this is a... By the way, she told me today, this is a prelude. I go, a prelude for what? She goes, well, Supreme Court of the United States. I said, okay. Set your sights high. That sounds great to me. His children, Rihanna and Darius. Rihanna, who graduates this year from high school and will be on to the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. Is that right, Rihanna? That's great. Mother-in-law, Georgia Mitchell, is here. And... they're not present, but their presence is certainly felt here today, and that's Derek's dad, Cleveland Vaughn and his father-in-law, Reverend Mitchell. So let's remember them as we're here today. This wouldn't be happening without their input also. And I know they're present in some way or another. I'll just say a few words, and I hope I didn't forget anybody about this ceremony. And I've known Derek for some time. A little bit about Derek. If you ever talk to anybody about Derek Vaughn, if you speak with anybody that you know about, hey, do you know Derek Vaughn? You're going to hear nothing but platitudes, great things, unbelievable things, great guy, super person, example of a person that really believes in giving service to the community. And he has over the years. He set a great example for all of us. Derek's in Omaha. He was raised in Omaha. Graduated from Grade Prep High School. Got his bachelor's degree in business administration with an emphasis in accounting from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, 1996. Then he went to the University of Nebraska Law School, got his JD, and started work as a Douglas County Deputy County Attorney, which was where I got to know him. I was a chief deputy back then. And Jim Jansen's here, who was the person that hired Derek at that time as the county attorney. And if you look at the list of things, he received the 2017 Community Service Award of the University of Nebraska at Omaha for all of his work. And I could go through all this list of all these different committees and organizations and things that he's done, but we'd be here till 6 o'clock just to talk about that. But just some of them are, he's on the Supreme Court Committee on Problem-Solving Courts, the Nebraska County Judges Association, Salem Baptist Church Trust Trustee Ministry. And if you've ever attended any events in the churches, and that's really a testament to Derek to see all the clergy here today, you know why? Because he participates with all the people who are involved in those churches and helps. And you know, that's one thing about Derek. If you ever said, hey, we've got something going on here and we're going to need this, bam, he's there. He volunteers. And I know all these folks can attest to that. And that's why they're here, because they know him, they believe in him, and he served his community very well. If you go to the fish fry, if you go to the wild game feed, it's not just Derek, it's his whole family. If you know his dad, Cleveland, kind of initiated a lot of the stuff in the church at Zion with his family, and you'll always see his mom there, sisters there, everybody's always working. They're always working to serve the people. And that's the kind of person Derek Vaughn is. So I asked around, for some funny stories about Derek so I can tell today. So I heard back from some people. And, I think Judge Kaler, where's Judge Kaler? I think he gave some funny stories, but I don't know if he made them up or not. It probably wouldn't be appropriate to tell everybody here, so I'm not going to go there. But there are a lot of great stories about Derek, just the kind of person that he is and the kind of job that he does. I mean, we were very fortunate to have him working as a deputy county attorney for years. And from all sides of the spectrum, you never heard anybody complain about the job that he did and the way he treated people, no matter what side of the fence they were on, whatever socioeconomic range they were in. He was fair, he was just, and he's continued that out of the county court bench, and now he's got that up to, again, the district court bench. So Derek, I couldn't be prouder. I mean, I love you. You're a great friend, and I'm just so happy inside just to see you here, your family, and all the people that know you and know what kind of person you are and respect everything that you have done and that we know that you're going to do in the future. So with that, I'll keep it short. I want to hear from Derek at some point in time this afternoon. So I'll introduce Judge Bert Daniels, who is going to do the robing of Judge Derek Vaughn.
With all the preachers here, do you think we want to take up an offering? Oops. Are we prepared to pick you up? Yes. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Derek Vaughn.
I, Derek Vaughn,
do solemnly swear
Do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution
of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution
of the State of Nebraska.
Of the State of Nebraska.
And will.
And will.
Faithfully discharge.
Faithfully discharge.
Duties of District Court Judge.
Duties of District Court Judge.
Fourth Judicial District.
Fourth Judicial District.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my abilities.
Now we'll hear from Judge Vaughn himself.
I want to thank everyone that was able to come here today. Thank you, Judge Daniels, for swearing me in today and being that mentor that has always provided me sound advice. Today is an amazing day for my family and I, and I want to thank everyone for taking the time out of the busy day in order to be here. I thank Governor Pillen for this amazing opportunity. I know he had a number of impressive candidates, and I'm truly humbled to have been chosen. I appreciate the support that my fellow judges have given me. I personally thank the Douglas County District Court bench for their support and wisdom after I've taken the bench. All the judges have been so helpful and accommodating. I thank all the judges that are here today for attending, and I give a special thank you to the Chief Justice Mike Hevigan for attending here today. He is the Chief Justice of the Nebraska Supreme Court. There are so many people to thank for their support as I went through this journey. And as Mr. Klein mentioned, and I always do this every time I talk about who gave me my shot, was Jim Jansen. I thank Jim Jansen for giving me the opportunity to work in the Douglas County Attorney's Office. Every time I see him, I always thank him because he didn't know me from anyone and he gave me an opportunity. And Jim, like I told you those many years ago, you won't regret it. So Mr. Jansen, I thank you for all your years of support and encouragement. I thank Stu Dornan for all the opportunities you provided to me when you were the Douglas County Attorney. Mr. Dornan, I see you over there. It was such a pleasure working for you. Mr. Klein, I thank Don Klein. Mr. Klein, it's been an honor working for you. You are a mentor to me, and it's truly an honor. It was truly an honor working for you. And I thank you for everything that you've done, not only for me, but for my family. I thank Pastor Bacchus, as he's been standing with me from the beginning. He has supported me and encouraged me. I thank the members of Salem Baptist Church, many of those of whom are here today, for their kind words and their unwavering support. I thank Pastor Allen for his support and encouragement throughout this process. One of the things, I grew up in Zion Baptist Church, and many Zion members are sharing this day with me. I still have many second mothers and fathers who continue to encourage me and love me. I thank all the clergy who are able to make it here today. I thank each of you for your unwavering support. I want to introduce my wonderful team, my bailiff, Janessa Cruz Alfaro. Let's go ahead and raise your hand. She is my bailiff, and I'm honored that we're able to work together. I want to introduce my court reporter, Jordy Gonzalez. Would you wave your hand, Jordy? We previously worked together when I was a county court judge, and I'm honored that we're able to continue working together. Lastly, I have a legal intern. Her name is Kaya Phelps. Ms. Phelps, would you raise your hand? Ms. Phelps is a third-year law student at Creighton University. She is amazing, does an amazing job. I see this leader having an extremely bright future, and I'm honored that we're able to work together. This is my valued team, and I thank each of them for all their hard work. I want to thank my entire and extended family. I thank the support of my nieces and nephews who are so encouraging throughout this process. I thank my sister and brother-in-laws whose kind words were greatly appreciated throughout this journey. I thank them for their years of support. I thank my two lovely sisters, Janae Vaughn and Monica Vaughn Watson, who have been extremely supportive throughout this journey. Thank you, Monica. Thank you, Janae. I thank my wonderful mother-in-law for her years of unconditional support and love. I thank my parents, the late Cleveland Vaughn and Shirley Vaughn. They instilled in me the sense of fair play and justice. I thank them for supporting me and loving me throughout all my dreams and challenges. I thank my beautiful wife, Jacqueline Vaughn, for her support and unconditional love. She has always been my rock. Thank you, Jacqueline. And we have two wonderful teenagers, Rayana, raise your hand. And Darius, raise your hand. He's a freshman at Creighton Prep. And I love you both, and I am so proud of each of you. I want to give a big thank you to everyone who supported me throughout this process. There were a number of outstanding candidates, and I'm truly honored to have been chosen. I know I have big shoes to fill due to the retirement of Judge Coffey. I'm looking forward to being able to expand my service to the citizens of Douglas County and the state of Nebraska. I thank everyone for sharing this day with me. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Thank you.
Welcome, Judge. And now we'll hear from Pastor Reverend Kenneth Allen from Zion Baptist Church.
Let us pray. Gracious God, with all of these judges in this room, we pray that no one would do anything illegal that would cause them to be arrested or indicted. We thank you, Lord, for laughter, and we thank you for the joy of this occasion. We thank you, O God, as we celebrate the signal achievement of one who is your servant, Brother Derek Vaughn. And we ask you, O God, to give him guidance to lead, direct, and show him the way of justice at every turn, at every step. And oh God, so many have been thanked, but we want to thank you, for you are the giver of all good and perfect gifts. We pause, oh God, to remember that it was you who gave him the solid foundation of two loving parents and grandparents. We thank you, O God, that you gave him a loving and supportive wife, that you gave him beautiful siblings, that you gave him an extended family who always prayed for him and supported him. And so, O God, we thank you. And it doth not yet appear what he shall be. We know, O God, that there are more blessings ahead, more achievements, more accomplishments. And even in advance, we want to thank you. And now may the road rise up to meet you. May the wind always be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. And we pray that the rains will fall softly on your fields, that the Lord will hold you in his hand until we meet again. And now may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his love, his joy, and his peace. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Pastor Backus and Pastor Allen, for those inspiring words that we heard today. And you can't, there's nothing I can say to follow up with that, right? So, but the Derek and his family would like to invite all of you to a party. It's at a Creighton Prep, 72nd and Western Streets, northeast corner of the building, right, Derek? Is that where it's at?
Yes.
The Smith Atrium, which is kind of a commons area on the northeast part of the building. So we hope to see you all there. And if you could please stand as the judiciary exits.